There are some decent, often values-oriented things on television for children, but as you know very well, there's a lot of garbage too. And in between those two extremes, there are shows that are mostly good, but have some words scattered in them that little ears shouldn't be hearing, or big ears for that matter. And then there was a service, you know, called the TV Guardian, which automatically replaces a naughty word with a nice word, thus removing what could be bad for your child. Now, occasionally the replacements are actually a little amusing, like the word sex, for example. The new word is hugs, which gets a little interesting when someone asks, so what will be the hugs of your baby? But I do think the idea of a TV guardian is a pretty good idea. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about poison protection. Something like TV guardian, what was invented for parents who realize a very important assignment they have? To protect their children from anything that could harm them. Of course, a parent's going to protect their son or daughter from physical harm, like getting too close to the edge of a cliff or running onto the interstate. But mom and dad have no lesser responsibility for protecting their kids from things that can hurt their soul. And there's a lot of soul poison out there. There's a 10-word challenge in our Word for Today from the Word of God that really underscores where the front lines of the battle are for any life, including that of your children. Proverbs 4:23 begins with these attention-getting words, above all else. Whoa, okay. It's that important. Then these 10 words, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. In other words, be careful about what gets into your heart or into your child's heart, because it is the reservoir from which everything else flows. And yes, one front in the battle for a child's pure heart is related to what they watch and listen to in the media. It's amazing how we will allow someone to portray on TV or video right in our living room things we would never, ever allow to be done in our living room. Sexually, for example. We allow comedy into our home and into their heart. And it trivializes sin that ruins lives. Not realizing that our kids are learning to laugh about things that are eternally serious. No matter what the parental peer pressure or what other parents are allowing, what the culture says is must-see stuff, we've got to stand our ground on not allowing our kids to mentally eat out of the garbage can. But guarding their heart is so much bigger than TV or movies or music. It's about the poison that comes from us. The bitterness they're learning by listening to us. The anger, the self-centeredness, the put-downs of other people. The names they hear us call people. The prejudice they hear in the way we talk about others. The disrespect they hear us expressing toward people at work, at church, or even toward their mother or father. That's more deadly poison than anything the media can pump out. Our precious children, oh yeah, they need parent guardian to protect them from the poison that they are seeing modeled in living color, maybe, by a mom or dad. The DVR in your son's or daughter's heart is always recording. It's always capturing what it hears, and the impressions are shaping who they're becoming. You are the guardian assigned to your child by God to protect that young heart from poison and infection, especially if, it's coming from you.